This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to Sassy, Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we have the traditionalists. They were the ones that were, you know, alive during World War I, World War II. You have the baby boomers born after World War II. Although I remember in school I learned it was anybody coming back from war on leave. So I think baby boomers could have been born in the 40s as well. But technically 45 on up would be baby boomer. Then came the Generation X's, which are me. I'm Generation X. Born past 65 to like 77, 81. Then you have the millennials born, I thought it was 81 on, but I've seen some sources say 77 on. And then you have Generation Z. By the way, millennials are Generation Y, so I'm X, millennials are Y, and then Generation Z would be for 1995 on. And the millennials get hit really hard in the news all the time. Media makes fun of millennials. Everybody's like, oh man, the millennials are lazy, or the millennials are, you know, living at home with their mom. And I'm like, okay, guys, you don't understand. Okay, the millennials to me, I'm very close with a lot of millennials. So I think they're the bomb. And I think they have it harder than a lot of us. And this is just another example. So a study had come out. It's the Singles in America study. And apparently they interviewed 5,000 young American adults. And they find that many of them find it too expensive to date, which is true. Many of them are really reluctant because the Me Too movement, which is something we need to talk about. In fact, they said a good proportion would like to have relationships with a human-like robot. Apparently, sex robots are a big thing that's coming out. Yeah, we talked about sex robots. We predict in the next 10 years, all wealthy homes are going to have robots you can have sex with. And then eventually later, that would be a good company to buy some stock into. And then later, we would see sex robots in almost everybody's home. I would not want to come home and see that in my house. I'm not sure what my husband would order. Would he order a blonde? Would he order a redhead? Probably a redhead. I don't know. I don't know what he would do. So me, maybe a Michael Fassbender, but no, I just can't imagine that. Can't imagine that. Okay, but apparently, they say that the average millennial only makes about $18,000 to $30,000 a year. That's it. And the next year, about maybe 18% may make up to $44,000. All right? Only a little bit make more than that in terms of, you know, especially if you're, I don't know, related to somebody wealthy. And going on a date is expensive. Now, they say the average date costs about $100. I disagree. I think the average date could even cost more. And so you would think, well, wait a second. The millennials are really big on Starbucks, and they're really big on, you know, coffee shops and things like that. In this, though, survey, they found that a lot of people are like, if you meet a date at a Starbucks, they think you're cheap. So that doesn't work. And so, you know, happy hour is big. If you're a millennial, I would suggest happy hour isn't bad. But then again, you might have somebody on the other side going, well, that's cheap. You know, you're not taking me to dinner. And remember, the millennial population is going to be your most practical population. All right. They're the ones that are like, why the hell am I buying a car? I could just Uber. And you're right. You could probably just Uber. Why would I buy a house if the real estate market is going to drop? Why don't I just rent? Why would I move out of my folks' home and pay extra rent when my folks are working? They're never home anyway, and I might as well save rent. You know, very, very smart. The millennials are smart. They're not going to waste because they grew up in the greatest recession we've ever had, and so they got hit with some really heavy reality. But the Me Too movement is making people kind of you know, shy away. Me Too took a strange turn when it shouldn't have, but it did. It did, you know. I mean, Me Too should have been all positive about, you know what, if you were ever assaulted, you could feel free to come out and talk about it. You know, you can make other people feel comfortable that they weren't the only one, because, you know, whenever you're raped, you always think you're the only one. And then you're like, I can't talk to anybody about it. And then you find out, you know, this one, everybody was raped. You start to find out, I found out family members of mine were raped too. And you're like, well, nobody talked about it. So the Me Too movement allowed there to be a conversation and then allowed us to stop some of the BS that was happening in a lot of work environments. But then, as with every good movement and good campaign, you have people that screwed up. And the people claiming, oh, yeah, Me Too, Me Too, oh, Me Too, Me Too, when they weren't, now you have a growing population of, okay, whoa, 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 all right, I don't want to be falsely accused. Everybody is so afraid. One of my biggest fears is ever to be falsely accused. I mean, if I do something, if I steal some candy, all right, I got to own up to it, fine. But don't be saying I stole something when I didn't. So the Me Too movement is starting to make some of these millennials kind of a little freaked out, going, I don't want to have sex with somebody, and then they turn around and say, I raped them. And there's really no way to get consent, okay? I mean, you can get consent, but there's no way to prove consent. So now, if you're a single guy, and you have a fixed income, you know, because you got your college degree, but everybody's starting to have college degrees now, and so your job really isn't in that field, and, you know, you're trying to make ends meet, and, you know, you meet somebody. I mean, are you really going to drop $100 or $200 on a date when you haven't even met them, haven't really gotten to know them? And then, when are you going to have sex with them? You know, ideally when you get married, okay, that would make it easier, that would make it safer, but... so that, you know, I mean, in the olden days, people really didn't want to spend a lot of money if they weren't going to get something in the end. I mean, it's a lot of money to go out on a date. And so now, if they're reluctant to have that one night stand or have that early intimacy, not really a lot of reason to go out there. This is a problem for us older generation folk, because if you don't have a lot of matches being made, I don't know why my breakfast is trying to come out. On Facebook Live. If you don't have this growing population of people that want to, you know, have children and populate and support society, and they're kind of shying away and staying single, you know, we might be looking at some population issues later. Anyway, that's the scoop on that study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, my nose is running. That sounded lovely. The allergies, it's just so bad. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel Lewis working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to apologize. By the time I got home yesterday, the debate, the first debate, I guess there's so many contenders that you have two separate debates. And I think they separated Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris this time around because I think he didn't like it. I think she was, I don't really remember what happened. I missed that debate too, where apparently she was trying to make him look racist on some of his voting records. I'm not really sure what happened. You guys probably know more than I do. You know, I try to concentrate more on the healthcare part. But I noticed that they had them separated. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Joe Biden are going to be going head-to-head tonight. But Bernie Sanders got to be on the stage, and he seemed to do a lot better He was with Elizabeth Warren. Buttigieg, if I'm pronouncing it right. Governor Bullock, Governor Hickenlooper from Colorado, Bullock's from Montana, Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan. There was an author who I only got to see her speak for a little bit. I mean, she seemed pretty impressive. I don't really know what her qualifications are, but she seemed to get some applause. But I missed most of it, you know, so I decide to start to, I try to start it, and where you have to do a playback, and, oh, the Star Spangled Banner was beautiful, by the way, but it was just, I just was like, you know what, let's just go to real time. So I missed, unfortunately, all the banter with the Medicare for All and how they were going to approach health care. From what I understand, though, from what I picked up, okay, in between Bernie Sanders calling Trump, you know, names, which I, you know, here's the thing. I think Bernie Sanders could go farther, a lot farther, if he didn't do immature name calling. You know, throwing out homophobe and racist and all that other. I mean, there's I think a more mature way of making a point across than name calling. But as I watch Bernie Sanders, with his college health care plan, with his Medicare for All, as I watch him, I see what he's doing. He's very, very well versed in getting the sound bites that can attract the young. He knows his voters are younger voters. Well, almost everybody's younger than him, so that's kind of easy. But, so he makes it simple. He makes it easy, makes it catchy. You know, he's not very wordy about it. He's very quick. Uses a lot of his hands. And even though I may not agree with his politics and with what he does, I have to admire how he has been able to have that much stamina in politics, considering you would think he would be a dinosaur, but he's not. So people are saying that he walked away a winner yesterday. What I think is the most apparent with the Democratic Party, which is going to be very, very crucial to this country, is are you going to be extreme or are you going to be moderate? So apparently there's a divide between Sanders and Warren where it's like, all right, just, and I think also the, Michigan Senator? I forget who else was in the ring. In terms of, you know what? We're doing Medicare for All now. We're not going to pay for college for rich kids. It's all about helping the poor, and it was just all or nothing sort of thing. That was the approach. Whereas the moderates like, oh, you know, why don't we have a buy-in? Somebody could buy into Medicare. And as I'm seeing this floundering around, okay, there were lawyers up there. There were distinguished governors, senators, representatives. I don't really hear from doctors, pharmacists, dentists, nurses. I'd like to see a nurse run for office. I would really, really like to see their opinion on healthcare. I mean, because they're there all the time. I mean, you know, doctors see one view. You know, nurses see a lot more views than we all do. Because nurses have to take care of every patient. We get to take care of a sliver and then go on to the next. But the nurses have to handle it all. So I'd really love to see what they say. And I'm seeing all these non-medical professionals, right, tell us what we need for healthcare. Now, I mean, having been a doctor taking Medicare and seeing how Medicare paid and how Medicare decided not to pay, or how Medicare would pay and then all of a sudden go, you know what, guys, we shouldn't have paid on that code. Your first code should have just been enough, so pay the money back. For years after dealing with Medicare as a doctor, no, I'm not excited to do it at all. And so a lot of doctors, I don't know if you noticed, when people were talking public option and all that other stuff back in 2009, a lot of doctors said, you know what, I'm not taking government insurance, I'm good. And so we had this little fear. Oh, I can't find a Medicare doctor. I'm not going to be able to find somebody with Medicaid. Well, then what happened? Well, medical boards were like, if you don't take Medicare, we might impose restrictions. One state, I don't know if it was New York, had threatened, and I don't know if they went through with it, where you can't even get a license unless you're going to be a Medicare provider. But then something else happened that transformed healthcare. What happened was doctors lost their practices. They weren't going to be their own boss anymore. And over the last 10 years, doctors had to become employees. It's something I never thought I would see. And doctors were applying for jobs in suits and ties, and they are given guidelines and orders from non-doctors. It's something I thought I would never see. You know, in medical school, everybody was, you know, afraid, oh, well, you know, people just want to go to, you know, become a doctor so they could be rich. Wasn't about being rich because I knew I wasn't picking the most lucrative field and the most lucrative specialty, but it was about I could be my own boss. I don't have to worry about getting fired. So those of us doctors that had our own place, once Obamacare hit and insurance payments weren't coming in and we had to ask the patients to pay and the patients didn't want to pay, a lot of us closed up. I did. I mean, I probably still could have made it a few years, but I, you know, one also, another thing that was starting to happen in my neck of the woods, which actually makes sense from a business model, is some of the insurance companies, the one in particular, decided to open up their own clinic for their patients. And rumor had it at the time, and I'm not sure exactly if that's how it panned out, was any patient on that insurance company, if they went to the clinic, they don't have to pay a copay coming in. So basically, they could kind of walk in for free. If they choose to go to a participating provider outside, they have to pay a copay. So if they want to save the $10, $20, $25, go to the clinic. And so insurance companies start to now run the medical clinics. And they hire the doctors. I have a problem with that because who knows more about what a patient needs? A doctor or an insurance company? A doctor. Yeah, insurance companies get a lot of data and, you know. But medical professionals, nurse practitioners, PAs, should be in charge. Nurses, not the insurance company. So Medicare for all, or even, well, they could buy into Medicare, which basically is going to end up being Medicare for all because basically Medicare is going to be able to undercut any of the private insurance companies. And they're going to be able to talk a talk, do the advertisement. I mean, they got big pockets behind them. Well, they'll prioritize money, just like with Obamacare. The billions of dollars they spent trying to advertise and promote and help, you know, with, you know, have websites and, you know, people on the phone for customer service. I would have rather they just opened up free clinics with that kind of money. Yeah, they could have helped more people right away than all the BS. But Medicare for all would mean the government is in charge of healthcare. Non-medical people. So the moderates are going to try to appease everybody, go and look. If you want to buy into Medicare, you can. And for a lot of people on the right, they're like, why not? I have crap for insurance now. This sucks. Why not? Well, why not is because that leads into Medicare for everybody and then government-run health insurance and socialistic health system. That's why not. But what are people going to do? We're desperate. What other options do we have? And we need options. Trust me, we need options. 1-877-DOT-TELLER.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
A two-year agreement to raise federal spending and at the same time lift the government's borrowing limit will go to the president's desk after it was passed in the Senate, with many Republicans opposing it. One of those against the bill and a no vote was Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Shame. Shame on the politicians who campaign as conservatives but govern as big spenders. America, wake up. There is too much compromise, and the compromise is always more debt.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was the most Googled candidate following the second night of continued Democratic debates. On the other hand, the least Googled candidate was Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. President Trump heads to Cincinnati for another one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about some nasty infectious diseases out there. Some pretty scary stuff. With Ebola, looks like Rwanda has already closed part of its border with the Democratic Republic of Congo after two people have died from Ebola in the border city this past month. Officials in Congo say the latest victim died days after his case was confirmed by medical professionals in Goma. Now remember, Goma is a border city of more than 2 million people. It also has an international airport. So the last thing we want are people with Ebola getting on planes and, you know, taking it to other countries and infecting people from other countries. The first case was a 46-year-old preacher. He managed to pass through three health checkpoints on the way to Butembo. Authorities noted that there's no link between cases in the city, but is obviously concerned that people are traveling with it. So the Congolese presidency said there had been a unilateral decision by the Rwanda authorities to shut down the border crossing at Goma. That's pretty serious stuff when you start having borders, you know, shut down. They say the Congolese authorities deplore this decision, which runs counter to the advice of the World Health Organization. Well, that's the problem. I mean, countries get scared. They don't, I mean, what happened with the last Ebola epidemic decimated the economy of most of Libya, of Liberia and, Sierra Leone and most of those countries that were affected. And so the last thing any place wants is to be all over the news going there was an outbreak. And you know, mind you, okay, some of these countries are huge. So it's like if we, let's say, had a case in Rhode Island, God forbid, and an isolated case in Montana, you and I would be like, okay, there were isolated cases, we're fine, everybody could calm down. Not in the news. America has an Ebola outbreak. You know, I mean, that's how the headlines would hit. So you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. So they, one or two might not sound like a lot, but unfortunately it gets out there. So right now we're at a death toll of over 1,700. Medical professionals do at least have an Ebola vaccine this time around. The problem is I think we only have one maker of it, Merck. I think Johnson & Johnson was held on hold, their vaccine. Not exactly sure why. People are asking for them to be fast-tracked because they may not have enough. So health officials for months feared that an Ebola case would be confirmed in the city, and then the World Health Organization has declared a global emergency, and they do not want the 1,700 to turn into 11,000, like what happened with West Africa 2014 and 2016. Do we have a treatment for Ebola? No, still no treatment. You also have a lot of people not thinking Ebola is real. You have insurgents fighting in the Congo, attacking workers, attacking facilities. So, you know, countries, if they can't isolate, you know, a disease, countries are going to act by, you know, closing up their borders. Now, how do people get through checkpoints? What happened, like, with America? You know, why did we have, you know, the rare cases we had? Well, we brought people back that were American to treat. We have facilities in, like, Nebraska, and I think there's one back east that is built with an Ebola containment center, so we transport them there. But we did have one in Dallas that, I guess, had traveled from West Africa. Nobody really asked him about it. He went to the hospital feeling bad. Felt sick, he was diagnosed with a stomach bug, and then unfortunately came back a few days later, and that's when everybody realized that he had Ebola. And I believe the nurse sued. I don't think the nurse got Ebola, maybe she did. The nurse might have gotten Ebola, so she sued. The gentleman had died, the nurse made it, the nurse survived, but it was a cluster because we didn't have any ZMAP or the vaccine for him, because I guess we were told that we ran out. Even though that was our very first case, which kind of bothers me. How do we run out? But how people can get past these checkpoints is what these checkpoints do is they don't undress you and look for a rash and examine your nose and examine your mouth. What they do is they check for fever. So we talked about this a couple years ago. If you're trying to flee and you don't want people, you know, thinking that you have Ebola, you could take a crap load of Tylenol to lower that fever. And then on the flip side, you have other people go, well, wait a second, you know, if I have a fever, I don't want people thinking I have Ebola, I just have a fever. I mean, imagine flu season. That's what we were worried about a few years back. Flu season, people have fever all the time. Now, personally, I don't think anybody with the flu should get on a plane. Flu is some serious stuff, and it can infect a lot of people. But people with flu all the time travel. So if fever is the only, you know, determinant, that I, you know, people can hide their fever very easily. So we got to come up with a better way. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is frightening. There was a woman who fell asleep on her couch. When she woke up, she lost her arms and legs. Now, what the hell happened to her when she fell asleep on her couch? A lot of us fall asleep on our couch. They think her dog licked a boo-boo, and it led to a sepsis. She woke up in a coma 10 days later, both her arms and both her legs partially amputated. The family thought she had the flu because her temperature was going up and down. Marie Traynor, is from Ohio, and she was rushed to the hospital, and despite aggressive treatment, she started developing sepsis. Her limbs developed gangrene. So to save her life, doctors were forced to amputate all of her limbs. So hospital tests came back where she had campylobacter. What the hell is that? Well, it's a bacteria found in the saliva of dogs and cats. Doesn't hurt dogs and cats, but in rare cases, this campylobacter bacteria can spread to humans. So they think what happened is Miss Trainer had a little baby scrape on her arm, and one of her dogs might have licked it. She was in the hospital for 80 days. Now she's going to get prosthetics. There is a GoFundMe page. From what I understand, as of today, it's at about $10,000. These things are, I hate reporting on these sort of health stories. I hate that because you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. My cats and dogs lick me all the time. I will be asleep and my cat will come up on my pillow and she will start licking my fingers. They like the salt. You know, I think the cats like the salt and then the dogs try to find like the sugar. I don't really know exactly. I'm not a veterinarian, but it's cool nonetheless. And so if you actually, and I have no cuts or anything, it's just maybe it's because I had some, you know, vegetable sticks or, you know, you could get those little salty vegetable sticks, snacks. I love those. Or probably add a french fry or something. But anyway, my cats love licking my fingers. Dogs love licking wounds. Now, if you're diabetic, your dog will go to town. I can't tell you how many times people said they woke up with their dog eating off their toe, just eating their toe off. And they freaked out. It's like, well, it's sweet. Dogs will eat anything. Even after they're fed, they just eat. So, speaking of which, there was a real weird sound in my house last night. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. I got, like, a lot of dogs and cats, rescue cats. And so, lizards don't make a sound, but you can hear them scamper. So my cats bring in lizards from the outside. Mice, I've heard some squeaks. Mice will squeak. If you've never heard a mice squeak, it's exactly like in the cartoons. So mice will squeak around. Those will wake me up at night. But last night, it was the weirdest sound I ever heard. It was almost like a siren, but it was in the house. And it was kind of cyclical. So I kick my husband out of bed to find out what it is, and I follow him, and it's a bunny rabbit. All right, I've never heard a bunny rabbit make that sound, but I guess the bunny rabbit was shrieking in fear because my stupid cats were going after it, the dog. Bunny rabbit's fine. The saliva, cat saliva, can be toxic to a little bunny rabbit, and again, maybe because of this bacteria. But nobody bit the rabbit. Just, I don't know how the rabbit got in, but the rabbit got in, and, you know, whatever. But it was like the weirdest sound. It was like, if it didn't sound like a cat, it sounded like a siren. And so if you guys ever hear a weird sound, and you're like, well, I don't want to get up because it could be the cops, get up because it might be a bunny rabbit running around the house. The 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is an interesting study. They say New York has the, quote, worst access to hospitals and the lowest ranked centers in the country in this one study. All right. Being reported by Daily Mail, they say getting sick in New York may mean being treated in an overcrowded and underperforming hospital, according to the study. They say the state has 19.5 million residents, half of whom live in New York City. And there was only one hospital per 100,000 people, compared to South Dakota, which had 8.9 hospitals per 100,000 people. They say the Empire State has among the lowest number of hospitals per residents. Additionally, more than 40% of New York's medical centers rank below the national average in providing good quality care, while hospitals in the central and western U.S. were more highly ranked, which is kind of interesting because usually hospitals, and I mean, New York has some of the best care, but so they say the top 10 states with hospitals above national average were in Utah, Wisconsin, Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Kansas, Colorado, Hawaii, and Indiana. And the bottom 10 states below the national average are New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Nevada, Maryland, Florida, California, Connecticut, Maine, and Rhode Island. Okay, now, can I just say BS? I trained here in Nevada. I know a lot of the doctors that are in Nevada. I think our hospitals are the bomb. I cannot tell you how many people's lives are saved in the hospitals in my neck of the woods. So, what the hell are they talking about? Well, they say for the study, the team looked at data from the Homeland Infrastructure Foundation level, the Kaiser Family Foundation, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the Healthcare Costs Institute. So they analyzed 7,500 hospitals, including general care, military, children, psychiatric centers across all 50 states, measured cost, care, and quality. And they found that states in the Midwest were more likely to have a high ratio of hospitals to population. South Dakota had 8.9 hospitals per 100,000 people. North Dakota had 7.4. But East Coast had less hospitals. New York and Maryland tied for first at one hospital per 100,000 residents. Meanwhile, East Coast states had among the lowest number of hospitals. They said researchers say that people in rural areas still battle to receive adequate care. So you could have hospitals, more hospitals. You see, what's happening is when a hospital is built, it doesn't necessarily have to be right on top of somebody else. And so you might have a hospital that's trying to be there for more rural areas. And if you have a more rural state, there'll be more hospitals. Because not everybody can get to Billings, Montana, or not everybody can make it to Reno, Nevada. So, like, I'm not sure if there's an actual hospital in middle Nevada where you have Tonopah, Hawthorne, Goldfield. I think they all have to go to urgent cares. And if they want to go to a hospital, they have to go up north to Carson City, Reno, or they have to go south to Las Vegas. So somebody might say, well, you know, if Nevada doesn't have as many hospitals, because if you come to Vegas, we have a lot of hospitals for our city, a lot. I think we have at least 8, maybe 10. But that, what about the rural? So they say, despite worse travel time, the study found that hospitals in rural areas provided better quality care. Researchers state that the mostly central U.S. and western U.S. hospitals ranked above the national average in measures like medical imaging, mortality rates, readmission rates, and timeliness. So if you had to go to hospital in western U.S. or central U.S., you got in faster. Utah came in first. 40% of their hospitals ranked above the national average. Wisconsin, Idaho, Nebraska, and South Dakota ranked high, too. New York didn't do so well. Neither did Jersey, Delaware, Nevada, or Maryland. So a recent U.S. News & World Report named 3 New York hospitals, New York Presbyterian, Cornell, NYU, Mount Sinai, in the top 20. So, that's why you got to really, really be careful with some of these studies. So if U.S. News & World Report said these 3 New York City hospitals are in the top 20, why the disparity? Well, the new study's authors say that the city's public hospital system, NYC Health, had financial issues, layoffs, cost-cutting measures. So, when you look at expenses and out-of-pocket costs and things like that, and cutbacks, you might have people doing fantastic medicine, but then in terms of access. So, you know, a lot of people will ask, they'll email me and go, all right, I live here, which hospital should I go to? Well, I can't always say, because I don't think it's the hospital, I think it's the staff. So if you have a good doctor that's going to go to that hospital that has privileges, you have great nurses and staff, respiratory techs, pharmacy tech, etc., that hospital can be life-saving, just like any others. ER die, you know, people look at a hospital, it's like, you know, which part of the hospital saves your lives? Well, they all do. They all do. Anywhere from the trauma surgeon to the chef in the cafeteria, they all play a role in saving your life. You know, being an ER doc in a small Arizona town, you know, I got to pat myself on the back, you know, but it wasn't me. It was the facility. It was the ambulance, first responders getting there, police. It was the family member being on top of it. It was, you know, so this idea of, okay, well, I need to just go to the best hospital, or how do I get to the best hospital? It's a fantasy label. Now, the problem is as healthcare becomes more socialized, and I was talking to some young people yesterday that go, it has to become socialized. It has to go that way. I don't want to say it has to. I predict it will. I don't want it to, but I predict that it will because people are asking for it and our current system stinks. But when it does go socialized, if these hospitals are already having some money issues, what happens when they have more money issues? When the government doesn't pay or Medicare, you know, denies the claim and they can't bill patients and, that, you know. So the idea of us having not enough hospitals now is something we need to address now. Also, we might not need as many hospitals if we do better preventative care. If we have better access to urgent cares. Our urgent care system really needs an overhaul. If you notice, we have urgent cares in cities all over the place. There are all sorts of urgent cares. And the reason why is because ER emergency rooms are full. So there's a great market for urgent cares. The only problem is a lot of people will say, you know what, I don't have to get health insurance, I don't have to go to a doctor, because if I need anything, I could just walk into an urgent care. People love that idea of not needing to commit. The problem is the idea of all these urgent cares out there being your, you know, go-to for medicine means you're not going to do a lot of preventative. How many of you like going in for physicals? I can't stand it. I can't stand going in for a physical. I love my doctor. I just don't like going. And I'm a doctor. I don't like undressing. I don't like having to do the blood work. I just don't like it. I don't. So, me too. If I'm like, well, if I get sick, I'll go to an urgent care. No. So, we are starting to put ourselves in a very precarious position because we're building a system where it'll just be an as-needed or in an emergency setting. And when these urgent care, by the way, these urgent cares cost an arm and a leg. It's ridiculous. In fact, I heard from one of my patients, I forget which state she lived in, because I'm licensed in multiple states, where she said that if she go, she's not allowed to go to the hospital until she goes to an urgent care first, but it's obvious she needs a hospital because she needs a CAT scan. So she's forced to pay twice. So we really need to overhaul the urgent care system. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.